Okay, folks, English program here with me, Steve. Just wanted to let you know, or not to sort of let you know, but to sort of inform you, yes, give you the information about this Spartacle mystery thing. It's, I've never seen it before, but it's, I think it's really good, and I think the music's really good as well. So, look out for that on CBBC. It's a really good program, fab show. It's on every day about 6:15, more or less, on CBBC. And today is episode 3. It's called The Message. Having won her place in Sadiq's gang, Kat leads a team to the university to find food. And it's like a sort of like a sci-fi type mystery thing. It's really good. It's high quality drama from the BBC, from CBBC. So watch out for that. It's really good. And I will say at this point in time, keep on watching Leonardo. Not finished yet. Still going. And if you want to see a second series, you have to start campaigning now. You have to let the powers that be at the BBC know how much it means to you if you're a fan. So you have to sort of get writing, get blogging, get tweeting, do whatever you do to inform people of your opinion, but do it, do something. Don't just sit there waiting for people to sort of do it for you, okay? In this world, especially when times are, you know, with the sort of fiscal problems the country has, you can't just sit about expecting things to sort of come back magically. If you like a program, you have to write to people, write to the BBC or whatever, and tell them how much you love whatever the program happens to be. So using or sort of acting upon that particular bit of advice, I will say at this point, make sure you're watching Ian and Hacker. It's a fantastic, can I use the term comedy duo? Can I say that? I think so. They're a wonderful comedy duo. Comedy at its finest. Performed live, I believe. I think it's live as well. They do the continuity links on CBBC. As far as I know, I'm not entirely sure. Are we, Pilar? We're not sure, but we think it's done live. And some of the funniest material you'll ever see on television. So check that out. Because it's the continuity links, once it's broadcast, it's very difficult to ever see it again, okay? So you have to make sure you're watching it. So I have a message to BBC Archives. Make sure you're keeping copies of all of this. And the message to the people who run CBBC, look after Ian and Hacker, because we can't let what happened with Philip and Gordon, they wandered off. They got poached by somebody. They went. You can't allow that to happen with Ian and Hacker, because I think they are, I think you've struck gold, BBC, with Ian and Hacker. And of course, you know, the rest of the team and everything. And it was touch and go yesterday when I believe Ian wanted to ban Dick and Dom. Yes, I know. I can't believe it. Yes. But that's what they, that's what he wanted to do. But thankfully, thanks to the fans, thanks to London, thanks to everybody, the campaign succeeded in keeping Dick and Dom. But it was extremely close. It was touch and go all day. If you don't watch CBBC, if you don't quite fit into the demographic, which I obviously don't, then you may not have a clue what I'm talking about, in which case I do apologise, but there we go. And by the way, well done, Ian, for the Simon Parkin reference. Yay. Okay, this is the English programme. Big fan of Simon Parkin's. Great to hear him being mentioned. He, of course, is one of the legendary former presenters of Children's BBC from back in the 1980s, along with Andy Crane, Philip Gordon, Ed the Duck, Andy Peters, and everybody else. Toby, the list goes on and on and on. All these legendary people. And to have Simon Parkin referenced is absolutely splendid. Okay, if you have any thoughts on what I've been talking about, if you can understand what I've been talking about, please drop us a line on the old Twitter-rooney, twitter.com/EnglishRadio, or send an email to stevesradioshow@hotmail.com.